Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John, Texans Jets on Sunday from NRG. Before we kind of get to the game, we were talking in the last hour about the players who might be with the Texans, guys that are on the roster now who might be with the team a couple of years from now. And one of the names that we brought up was Justin Reed, who's a free agent at the end of the season. Has he, the way that he's played this season, has he solidified his spot in the organization, do you think?
Well, what I don't know, Adam, is did they try to sign him to an extension and he said no? I don't think they did. We never heard anything about it. And there's going to be a lot of people gone. I think it just depends on the money. And if he hits free agency and he's got a chance to go, say, with a playoff team, I'm pretty sure he's going to go. Now, Nick Caserio has to be careful because they can get a lot of compensatory picks for players they lose, but you can't sign more than you lose. And I know there's certain guys, Malik Collins being one. Coaches love Malik Collins. He played really well, and he's one of the reasons John Gernard has seven sacks in seven games. And, you know, if they get another pass rusher, like if they miss out on Kayvon Thibodeau of Oregon, there's still a couple others that are worth top 10 pick, and they could still put him opposite Gernard and have Collins and then Roy Lopez. That'd be a good way to continue building your defense. But I'm trying to think, you know, I believe the running backs, no. They got to find some running backs next year and settle for one. Mm-hmm. And then I don't think they're playing Brevin Jordan instead of Jordan Akins. We knew when Jordan was drafted that he's a similar player to Akins, but build, everything. Akins, 29 years old, going to last year's contract. They're not going to extend him. Mm-hmm. And so now they're playing Brevin Jordan. And as far as the offensive linemen, I don't know. They've done a better job of pass protection, and Jaron Christian Sr. has done a really good job as a pass protector in place of Laremy Tunsil, but I'm not sure about the rest of positions. Those guys struggle to run block, and they struggle to run, and you can't put, say it's Davis Mills or Tyrod Taylor comes back, or they sign another veteran, or they find some quarterback worth drafting. If you don't have a running game, you're doing a disservice to your quarterback, and they're last for the second year in a row. They got new players, new coach, new scheme, and they're terrible running the ball. Not only are they last in rushing, they're last in average per carry. And that's just pathetic. And so it's asking your quarterbacks to do an awful lot. And one of the things I was going to point out here, that seems strange. This is Tyrod's first game since Jacksonville in Houston. Mm-hmm. You know, every game he's played has been on the road. And his first two games against the Jaguars and Browns, he completed 70.5%, and his rating was 122.9. Mm. In these last two, since he's come back from his hamstring injury against Miami and Tennessee, he's completed 56.7, and his rating is 52.3.
Oh, wow.
Now, I'm guessing he's going to play a whole lot better at home against the Jets. The Texans are last in offense, last in rushing, next to last in passing, and the Jets have the worst defense, and they have committed the most turnovers, and they have the worst turnover differential, minus 15. So you would think with a rookie quarterback, Zach Wilson, coming back, after a four-game absence. He has four touchdowns, nine interceptions. He's been sacked 19 times, and he doesn't have his starting running back.
Right.
And they don't have their best offensive tackle. Those guys are hurt, missing two starters in the offensive line. You'd think there'd be some interceptions there. But, you know, thinking about it means he'll come out and throw four touchdown passes. But the opportunity is there for them to win. And they still play the Jets and the Jaguars. They're tied with them game and a half behind Detroit. I kind of think Detroit will probably end up with a top pick, and they need a pass rusher like Thibodeau. But, you know, I don't know if Kamu Grugier-Hill signed a 1 or 2 year deal. I haven't looked lately, but that guy's made enough big plays. He deserves to be back.
Yes, yeah.
And Eric Murray's starting to play better. He's figured out what Lovie Smith wants to do in his defense, which is play mostly zone and keep your eye on the ball. And but I still think, you know, they're going to have more changes in the secondary than any other position other than running back.
I like Desmond King. He's been doing decent the last few games. Let me ask you about Roy Lopez. He has been really impressive, but how impressive has he been to you? And then what does that say that Nick can find a guy in the sixth round that's been a starter for nine games this year?
Brooks Cabina, who covers the Texans with me, has a really in-depth story on Roy Lopez. It'll be in Sunday's Chronicle, but it's out online right now, TexasSportsNation.com, that just kind of goes over his career, why they like him so much. And they played a lot of defensive linemen. Well, they played a lot of players on defense. It's like now they're just starting to figure out who we need to play and how much. But injuries have kind of told that tale too. But they love Lopez. Now, he's not a great pass rusher, but he's good run stuffer. Mm-hmm. And they're 31st against the run. Last year they were 32, but they're giving up 30-something yards less a game, and I think he's a reason for that. And, you know, they got injuries in the line and at linebacker, but Lopez's improvement, as the coaches and players say, has been so impressive. You know, son of a coach, former state wrestling champion, knows how to stay low, get leverage. I could see he and Collins being the tackles, Grenard at left end, and a number one pick, a high number one pick at right end. And that would benefit the secondary so much.
Grugier-Hill signed a 1 year deal.
Okay, well, there's another guy I'd want back. And it just depends on the money. They're gonna have money. But when you know you have a rebuild that's not going to be over after 1 year, I don't think this team's going to show much of improvement till maybe 2023. And by then, I don't think they're going to the playoffs. Just like the Rockets, you know, it's not a 1 year turnaround. Mm-hmm. You know, they're the worst team. Texans are one of the worst teams, and it's for a reason. These things take time.
Well, we were talking about this earlier in the show. They drafted three guys after the fourth round. Garrett Wallow, Roy Lopez, and then also Brevin Jordan. It feels like all three of those guys will be on the team next year. So would you say Nick Caserio's first draft, was that a success?
Well, I think we're not going to be able to tell that now. I mean, those guys could bomb out next year, but and Nico Collins, you know, Nico Collins has done well. He's flashed, and it's hard. And Cecil, you know this. People talk about positions that are hard. You know, nothing's like playing quarterback, but right. So many receivers take time to develop because they're not just running routes like college, and they have players that are so much better, faster, bigger, stronger, tougher than they faced in college. They have a lot on their mind mentally and physically that they have adjusted to. And I think Collins, they're impressed with what he's done with that, and they like him a lot. Where they are right now, Adam, I'd say, yeah, for not having first and second round picks, I think this rookie class looks pretty good, and I can't wait to see what Caserio can do, not only with all his picks. I think he has 9 right now next year, and what he can get in the Watson trade. You know, the Giants, see, they have scored fewer touchdowns since the start of the 2020 season than any team in the league. And they're the worst in the red zone. Daniel Jones, you know, it's his third year. Will they be ready to move on from him? If they do, they should go after Deshaun Watson. Right now, they'd have 2 of the top 7 picks. So I don't expect, like, Philadelphia wanted him. Philadelphia, and he rejected Philadelphia. Philadelphia has, it looks like, because Wentz stays healthy, they're going to have three number ones. Now, they wouldn't trade them all in 1 year for Watson, but the way Jalen Hurts has been playing, they're averaging over 200 yards a game rushing in the last four games. I don't know if he can keep that up because, you know, quarterback's got to be able to pass the ball. But I would think the Giants, we're going over the other day, teams need quarterbacks. Maybe Pittsburgh, maybe Seattle. Denver, yes. Carolina, yes. Miami, looks like it. And so maybe there'll be a team out there besides the Dolphins that he'll tell them, I'll go to them, and maybe that team will be interested.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.